Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just grants her a lot of clarity to know what your will is for her life so she can obey you more perfectly. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but when you do, you're going to be persecuted, okay? And understanding that you can understand the persecution in your own personal trials more better when you understand persecution as a whole through Bible prophecy, okay? So we've been finishing up talking about this third kingdom, okay, which is of brass in the Nebuchadnezzar statue, okay, and then shown as a leopard also in the book of Daniel when it's shown as a beast, okay. Talking about now moving on to the fourth kingdom, okay. Now, the fourth kingdom is the kingdom where the mark of the beast comes, okay. However, it doesn't come immediately, okay. We're going to take a look at these scriptures here. This is Daniel chapter 2, starting at, well, let's start at verse 32. It says, "This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and arms of silver, his belly and thighs of brass." Okay, so that's the kingdom that we just finished up talking about, okay? His belly and thighs are of brass. So that's a pretty, when you look at a grown man, that's a pretty long portion of the body, okay? Which, when you look at it, historically has been kind of long, okay? And then it says, verse 33, it says, "His legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay," okay? So this section, it transitions, okay? It doesn't go immediately into the mark of the beast, okay? You've got a portion of time while the kingdom is just iron, okay? And then it switches to this iron and clay where it tries to mingle itself, like we already read in the scriptures, with the seed of man, okay? And then it goes into the 10 kings, okay? And the 10 kings are the 10 heads, and talks about this both in the book of Revelation and then in the beast with Daniel. So it's important to note, because when you start talking about the fourth kingdom, sometimes, you know, you can get a little bit, you know, sisters can get a little bit nervous because you're talking about the mark of the beast. And it is a massive change, okay? I don't want to undermine that, okay? It isn't a massive change that you need to prepare for, but it's not the fullness yet, okay? For example, when you look at democracy, okay, and the Roman kingdom, okay, it changes and shifts and then kind of gets into something a bit different, okay? I mean, it's the same, but it progresses in sort of into the fullness more and more towards the end, okay? So it starts one way, then it starts to grow. It just, that's how everything is with the Spirit, okay? And then looking here, this is Daniel chapter 7. This is beginning to talk about what it looks like as a beast, okay? This is verse 7. It says, "After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and brake in pieces and stamped." Oops, sorry about that. "Stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns." Okay. So these 10 horns are the same thing as the 10 toes, okay? And then also to the 10 toes, again, in the book of Revelation is the 10 kings, okay? But again, that's towards the bottom, okay? Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and growing closer to your Son, and just humbling herself, knowing that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover. And when she's done, she needs to read it again and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. Ask all these prayers you follow your son, Jesus' name. Amen.